When Senegal speaks, you listen. What up, family? To another exciting episode, Senegal Speaks. Still reading From Niggas to God, Volume 2. We'll keep it going, like I said, 2 to 3 podcasts a day on it. We're going to move it. this one is entitled, Freedom Has Been Your Enemy. Gods with no training are doomed to be devil. Freedom, the right to be God over your life. To be God over your life can be the greatest blessing or the greatest cursing. Which has it been for you? For a lot of us, it has been the biggest cursing. If one is given freedom before they have grown into the mental maturity to know what to do with their free will, they will most likely self-destruct. What is a man who has the freedom of choice? What is a man who has a million choices, but does not yet have the wisdom enough to choose what is best for his own well-being? This is a man in bondage. He is doomed to make choices that he is not prepared to make. He is doomed to make constant mistakes, creating mischief in his life. Most of us are being plagued by the self-created circumstances that we have foolishly put ourselves into. We have had free will, but we have had no wisdom to profitably exercise that free will. To be God over your life is to be the guide over your life. But what if you have no guidance? You are doomed. As children and as naively thinking youth, we desperately desire independence. We prematurely desire an independence that we cannot yet handle, but foolishly think we can. We don't take the time to master the skills and wisdom of life first. We just want to get in the driver's seat of this thing and go. Thus, we wreck our lives. The great injustice you can do to a child is to give it freedom before it is prepared for that freedom. The greatest injustice you can do to a child is to give it freedom before it is prepared for that freedom. What would happen if you left a child to live by its own free will? What would happen if you left a child, left a little toddler in a room by himself, where there was a loaded gun sitting on the table? The child would eventually kill himself. One might call you a murderer after that incident. So now you understand why your enemy gives guns to you. He knows you are a child. He knows that you have no guidance, no mental maturity, no common sense. So he leaves a few guns, some liquor, some drugs in the black neighborhood, knowing that it will only be a matter of time before we blow out our own brains. Freedom to a child is like poison candy. You hear the Bible saying, if you spare the rod, you spoil the child. The rod does not only describe a means of punishment. The rod describes the law of discipline. A rod is something that is straight, strict, and firm. Discipline and law is like a firm mold that contains wet clay. If you remove the mold before the clay is fully dried and hardened into the desired form, your creation will fall apart, leaving it deformed, undesirable. Here we live in a world of deformed human beings, producing deformed lives. How did we get this way? We had no discipline, no law, no guidance. Or we choose to refuse it when it came. We wanted so-called freedom from any guidance, and that freedom led to our own self-arrest. The greatest curse you could have ever had was to be made the master before you learned mastery, to be made God before you learned guidance. Powerful beings you are, yet gods with no training, no discipline, no wisdom, just power, of course. Rage, of course. No coursed rage or courage. Just fearful, emotional, reactive, insecure rage off any productive course. Mischief makers in your life, in your world, your enemy is a god, of course. That is what Lucifer, the fallen angel, was and is. He is an angry, childish god, of course, making mischief in the house, refusing the guidance of his father. Only the restrictive law can guarantee our success. If you want freedom, if you want true freedom, which is the freedom to choose, along with the guiding intelligence to know what to choose, know what freedom is born out of restriction. Know that freedom is born out of restriction. If you first sit still long enough to learn the laws of where not to go, you will be wise enough to choose for yourself where to go. Gods with no training are doomed to be devil, while gods with straight and strict guidance are destined to be master of success. Which will you choose for yourself? Wise men love to be reproved, while fools despise to be corrected. Yes, yes. Very powerful. I think basically what's going on here is saying, especially in today's day and age, ironically, you don't work to get to where you at. That's why you fail so easily. There's no free passes in life. And if you have a free pass, you should question it, because it's always a catch. There's no way to beat around it. The harder and smarter you work, the more successful you'll be. You can work hard as hell, but if you're working hard as hell at minimum wage, you're not going to achieve maximum success. It's just not made that way. The system's not made that way. It's kind of what the author is saying. When you learn, you master. If you're in a profession that you can't master, you got to get out of there, because you'll never be at the top. And we all should strive to be at the top. Maybe run things better, but you got to get to the top first. So I want to repeat that. Gods with no training are doomed to be the devil. You got to train to be a god. It's nice that we want to uplift our people, you know what I'm saying, and call everybody god and king. But some of these cats ain't kings. Some of these cats is your worst enemy on the worst day at the worst time. And for some reason, that's the ones most people look up to. I guess it's just the world being upside down. You let me know. But that'll conclude another episode of Senegal Speaks. Thank you for listening. Appreciate love. Stay up. 1.